Applying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right. Have you ever heard of a basic leadership user manual? Probably not. We all wish we had them when we first became leaders, right? And we wish we had those user guides or those things to help us along. But generally, that doesn't exist. But you can create your own, and I'm going to talk about that today. If you think of your leadership user manual kind of like an owner's guide to you as the leader, that's what the mindset needs to be. And we need to look at things, you know, such as how do I prefer to communicate with others, especially my team? What motivates me or what really drains me, even to your decision-making styles, your expectations of yourself and also of your team. This is really, really great and works because we all are different, right? We all have preferences. We all have those points where we're about to explode. But too often, our employees really do have to guess what the reaction might be, for example, or how long a decision might take just through trial and error and going through the days. So a leadership manual, which is not long, is a one-pager. I promise I'll give you a simple framework for it today. It can take all the guesswork out of it, right? It sets very clear expectations for you and for your team up front. And when you create something like this, you're saying, like, this is how I work, this is how I communicate, so that you understand me and we can work really well together as a team. It can also help with that psychological safety, morale, and really building more collaboration and a good culture as well. So here's a little bit of a framework that you can use as a one-pager just by answering a few simple prompts. So the first prompt might be, my communication style is. And then you need to write that what that is. So maybe it is, you know, I like direct, clear, and concise communication. And if I'm not understanding, that we can make sure we talk to until we understand each other. Or maybe I say, please over-explain or give me more details. The next prompt could be something like, for feedback for myself, please, and then you fill in the blank. Maybe you want it to be in private one-on-one so that you can really hear their honesty and also ask them for those, you know, actionable steps that you can do to improve your leadership. Maybe you would like to say, bring the feedback into our group team meeting. Whatever that is, you want to make sure they know what it is. The next one could be something like, I make decisions by, and then fill in the blank. Maybe you gather all the information first, and then you decide within 2 weeks. Or you, you know, gather all the input from everybody, and then you decide within 24 hours. Whatever that looks like, you want to make sure that the team knows, because you're making a clear expectation as to when decisions will be made. Another prompt that you could consider is, what I value most in my team is, maybe it's collaboration. Maybe you're going to put things like problem solving. Maybe you want to put things like respect and kindness in there, or perhaps it's all of the above. You could have a little fun and say, a pet peeve I have is, and then fill in the blank. It could be those last minute surprises that perhaps you should have known about earlier. Another prompt, which is a really good one to consider, is, you know, you can count on me to do what? You can count on me to listen, accept your ideas, treat you kindly, have your back, remove challenges, or help you through barriers. Whatever that is, you want to let them know what they can count on you for. Try to keep this just to one page, something you can share with your team. You can post it if you want, if you're in a small office area, for example, or, you know, out in a manufacturing line, if that's where you are. You could hand it to people one-on-one in case they have questions. And the big piece here is, once they see yours, you should invite them to create their own type of User manual. So everybody knows how to communicate with each other. And maybe it's not the same prompts. Maybe it's, what you can expect from me is I communicate by those types of things. So here is your challenge for this week. I want you to start with your user manual, your leadership user manual. Pick a couple of the prompts, all of them that I mentioned today, and start to think about how you would answer them. And if you can, then share it with your team, and then you'll better understand how to work with each other. Remember, if they like it or it works, ask them to do the same. Or you could have a team agreement. Something I've done with several clients is creating a team agreement that says we will communicate by. But have your leadership user manual first, and then create the team agreement, or individual team members can create their own user manual. I hope this helps you and your team understand how to best work with each other, how to make it psychologically safe, how to have those wonderful collaborative questions and conversations, to even making decisions faster than you have been before. So good luck with creating your user manual, and feel free to let me know how it goes. I help leaders move forward from knowing the tip to actually using it, so they can lead with more ease, impact, and confidence every day. If you're ready to put these ideas into action, you will find the link in the episode notes to book a call. Let's take your leadership to the next level. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building those strong, empowered teams, I am here to help. Please visit our website for more information on all of our leadership services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.